This is Mtalina Lumango is a Zambian politician who has been around for some time. She served as minister in the MMD government. She served as deputy speaker of the National Assembly as well, until recently when she joined the opposition UPND, where she served in different positions before she was appointed vice president of the party.
Why do you suppose Mr. Hichilema picked her? Was her selection based on any political capital that she may possess, or was it based on tribal connection?
I would say it's an issue of loyalty. She's been quite loyal for a number of years when several of them that had joined the party decided to leave, you know, for other parties or to just do other things and completely leave politics. But again, it's an issue where you feel there's certain women around you that could have some leadership qualities that would be valuable to your party. So I feel that those are some of the reasons I would point to as having led to Mr. Hichilema picking on her. Tribal connections, I'm not too sure I would point it to that. And also in terms of political connection or capital, well, to be honest, she's an average politician. I don't see her as one of the really forceful political players. But of course, her loyalty to the party probably is something that I would say has played a much bigger role in terms of him deciding that she could make a good running mate for the coming elections.
Zambian President Edgar Lungu earlier this week chose another female vice presidential candidate to replace the current vice president, Mrs. Wina. Why do you think both President Lungu and Mr. Hichilema are picking these females as their running mates?
Really, I think it's something I would attribute to the realization now amongst political players that women are not what they felt they are or what they thought they are in terms of their capacities to run or hold decision-making positions in political parties. You know, we are living in times when so many women have proved that they can actually do so much more, even better than some of the men that have held similar positions before. Both of them are strong women. They're really good women. So it's an interesting race to watch. Otherwise, to me as an individual, I see this as a very positive thing. And I'm only hoping that a number of other political parties will learn from this and find ways of propping up as many women as possible and giving them those critical roles or, you know, big positions in political parties and relegating them to only small positions. So this is the beginning, and all I can say is that the future really does look bright for the women in Zambia.